This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Some indeterminate part of the market's gains today, about which more later, of course, were driven by news mid-morning-ish East Coast time that the White House is thinking about delaying tariffs on European cars that the president has been thinking out loud about imposing. That news, in turn, got us thinking about a guy we know who is indirectly involved in the American car industry. David Britt is on the Spartanburg County Council in South Carolina. 25 years ago, he was one of the people who convinced BMW to open a huge factory there. We met him a couple of 3 years ago and have talked to him a couple of times since, including today. David, welcome back to the program.
Good to talk to you too, Kai.
Last time we had you on, Mr. Britt, you were, so that was back in October, and you were a little concerned, I think it's fair to say, about the impact of the president's tariffs on the national economy, but also there in Spartanburg. How are you feeling now?
I am feeling very sick. In fact, I almost hate to get your phone calls because, you know, when we're talking, it's not good news for the most part. The president's, you know, steel tariffs, aluminum tariffs have had a dramatic effect on our growth and our economic development expansions. In fact, it was white hot for 2 years, and he's poured cold water on this development.
Give me some specifics. Can you have like project numbers or a sense of, can you quantify that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead.
From 2012 to 2015, we averaged 120 to 130 projects that we're actively looking at here in Spartanburg County. Like in 2017, we had right at $900 million invested in Spartanburg County, which translated to just under 2,000 new jobs. Last year, we were successful with $800 million. We landed 18 projects, 2,100 jobs. Going into 19, this is where the rubber hits the road.
As it were.
We had 81 projects that we were looking at. And as of today, we have 30 that are active projects as of May 15th.
So what are people telling you? I mean, when you stop and visit for, you know, an iced tea or a lemonade like we did that day that I was down there when it was about a million degrees, what are people telling you? The people who are running these businesses that flow from, you know, the BMW plant and all those plants that you help bring there?
The business is saying we cannot make decisions. You know, and you know, we have 211 international companies here and just tons of local U.S. companies here. All of them are saying we can't afford the risk of making the investment in an expansion or new facility based on this president's uncertainty and his game of almost Russian roulette. You know, none of us would play Russian roulette. I wrote the president last year. I invited him to come to Spartanburg.
And?
He wrote me back in October. Obviously, he didn't listen to my letter because he didn't take me up on my offer and thank me for my support. But anyhow, everybody, and again, look at the numbers. Look at where BMW, the last time BMW made an investment in Plant Spartanburg was 2 years ago.
Right. And this is, we should say for the record, the biggest BMW factory in the world.
Producing 450,000 cars a year, employing 11,000 employees.
So look.
Right here in Spartanburg.
Aside from the form letter that you got back from the White House, clearly the president seems willing to let these tariffs, whatever tariffs we're talking about, stick around for a little while. The question to you as a guy involved in economic development at the county level is, how much time do you have to let these tariffs sit around?
The tariffs are just drawing the oxygen out of our economy, both in Spartanburg and South Carolina and the Southeast. And it's not going to be that $700 to $800 a year increase they're going to say. It's going to be devastating. It's happening right now. It's time to stop it.
David Britt from the Spartanburg County Council. He chairs the Economic Development Committee there, has for quite a long time. David, thanks very much for your time. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Kai. You have a good day.